Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
That's right, folks, and check this break out. We'll be right back in 4 minutes.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives. Big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
Okay. You're lying on the air, sweetheart.
You guys?
I never knew about the last day when an officer has passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number, or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty, and, you know, he's given his all. And, you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. They are very human, just like you and I. Pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws, and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says moreover than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray, USA, right now on Facebook. That's DaveBray, USA.
Yes, indeed. That's right, folks. DaveBrayUSA.com. He's got music out. He's doing great things. Mm-hmm. You're watching the live feed. I can see you cramming some French fries. Good stuff. You know, you got to eat whenever you can eat. So I found some disturbing stuff out today, kind of, out of this infrastructure bill. If you happen to have your own very own copy, because apparently it's out there, you see, and you can turn to page 508 of the 2,702 pages of this bill, in there you will find a charge for every mile you drive your car. That's right, folks, a mileage tax in the infrastructure bill. And that's right, they're going to charge us to drive every mile. That is turning my stomach. We have these people in office that are unbelievable. If this law passes, holy moly, I can't believe it. Be crazy sick. And I see Mark Johnson's in the live feed. Maybe he can call in the second half of the show here and give a little update on the town hall meeting that took place on critical race theory and equity in education. We had quite an interesting thing going on. But first, I got an American Patriot is on the line, and they are going to be throwing a Free the Political Prisoners rally, and her name is Miss Troublemaker. And we're going to bring her in real fast. She's going to tell us about this Free the Patriotic Political Prisoners. You know, the ones that were that now are being charged with things like parading in the Capitol building. It comes with some of people are getting 2 months to 6 months to 8 months and 2 years of probation. You have to go and see an officer just because they walked into a public place that their tax dollars pay for. To me, I find it rather ridiculous. I think I would make them maybe take me to trial. I don't know. What did I do? I walked in a building. Somebody else broke the building down. I just walked in. I didn't personally. I was nowhere near that place. I'm saying for people that were there, hey, I just walked in. The doors were open. The police let me in. For crying out loud, they opened the doors. That's what the defense of many of these people is going to be. I seen the videos. I saw hundreds of videos from all different angles. I've seen like the one side door where the policeman opened the door. As soon as he opened the door, the photographers were right behind the door. And then when they got to the top of the steps, photographers are at the top of the steps. I saw, I think, five different angles and an angle from inside of just that one. And the police let them in. As any people are pleading guilty to the charges. There's no way. If I was in one of those doorways knowing that there's photographers everywhere, and I would make them take me to trial. Not guilty. I was just going in. It was open. It's a public building, and my tax dollars pay for it, and that's my defense. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. I'm allowed there.
That's correct.
Right?
Well, that's correct.
Our friend, American Patriot, Miss Troublemaker is on the line. Welcome to the show, Treble.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Mark. I'd just like to there's a couple of pages on Telegram, if you folks aren't on Telegram. Great place to find some information. And they're called, it's called Prisoner's Record. And it has bios of the prisoners, political prisoners right now. There's 29 men and two women that are being held prisoner up in D.C. And one guy has leukemia and they won't let him out. And it's ravaging him. Other people, they're losing their businesses. They've lost all the livelihood. And this page has where you can go and donate to them individually. And I think there's also a general fund that you can go and donate to them. Anything will help. I mean, they just need for basic expenses. So, and I mean, they've already lost their businesses at this point.
The whole Bundy situation, and then they went out to the Maui Wildlife Refuge, and we had political prisoners for that. And there was a fantastic group of ladies. I think some of them were out of Texas, Shar Sines and Cynthia Prim and a few others. And what they would do is they would throw an auction. They were hand-making stuff that they had to, and then they would sell stuff, and then they would take the money and donate it to the political prisoners in that situation. So that might be an idea, too, to raise funds, do little auctions, online auctions. It seemed to work really well.
That would be great. And if we could get David Bray to come in and do a concert, that would be something to see.
Yeah, you know. Last time I tried to book Dave Bray to Spring Hill, it was $5,000 and a hotel room with all these perks. He travels like a rock star.
He's a rock star. Come on.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
I want
anyway, the,
and a foot massage at 8 o'clock. I'm a rock star.
Well,
these rock stars, they get that stuff.
So the page that I'm talking about on Telegram, the Prisoner's Record and the Professor's Record is also the gentleman who started it. So if you go there, you can find the bios of these people, and then you can donate straight to them. It would help them greatly. And there's going to be a lot more people, and they keep having more discovery. There's thousands of hours of video, and it's it's overwhelming for and people that are – you know, finding a lawyer that you know, will represent you, that believes in you and what this country is about. Because there's a lot of lawyers out there that are scumbags, and they will just take your money.
Yeah.
And they don't care. They don't care about you, and they won't fight for you. So find one that cares about you and has the same mentality that this is about freedom, and their jobs will go to the wayside when, you know, if communism comes in, you don't need a lawyer anymore because nobody's going to have one. So they need to start thinking about what they're going to do and stop being scumbags and you know, taking your money and not helping you. So please donate to these people, Prisoner's Record on Telegram, Professor's Record on Telegram. And if you're not on Telegram, you know, the Lynn Wood's on there, General Flynn's on there. There's a bunch of pages on there that are great that you get, and you just get information from them. You don't have a bunch of, you know, crazy stuff coming over your feed or anything like that. You just go straight to their page and see what they're putting out, and it's really simple.
We just had General Flynn on the show on July 26th on United Patriots Uprising with Gary Binford. If you go to the archives, Patriot Nation Radio, you can listen to that. It was a great, great – the whole show was excellent from start to finish.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
And he was on for, I believe, 50 minutes, and it's an in-depth one-on-one interview with General Flynn and Gary Binford, United Patriots Uprising. His show's on Mondays. You've got to hear this guy. His show's amazing.
Yeah, awesome. And General Flynn never believed for a second that man was guilty of anything, ever.
Yeah.
Not once. So I'm so happy that, you know, that he's where he's at now and helping us out. So
yeah,
I just wanted to.
Don't forget, Mike Lindell's got his $5 million yep. challenge coming up this
challenge.
Week.
Has anybody taken it? Probably not.
Of course not, Mike Lindell. They don't want to know the truth. Listen, no one's going to take him up on that 5 minutes because they don't want to know the truth. Like Jack said. You can't handle the truth.
Dude, the truth. Yeah, exactly. And all of the people that have been arrested and are being, there was a couple of people arrested today. The gentleman who's he was dressed up as George Washington was arrested. And they come to your door and, the FBI, what a bunch of criminals they are. And they try and intimidate you and, you know, it's ridiculous. They're talking about these people, their kids have guns pointed at them when they come to their doors and stuff, all these families that have been on this list. So
I look
it's
at
just
it like
disgraceful.
If they're at my door, either they have something or they have nothing, and that's it. So I'm not speaking, I ain't answering no questions, I ain't saying nothing. Either you're taking me or you're leaving. That's it. And we'll deal with it later. Get me a lawyer, whatever, but I'm not talking.
There's just no reason for them to come to these people like that.
Nope. Yeah.
They never did that to Antifa, did they?
Nope. Still.
They don't treat them like that. I'd like to see some justice for them.
Look what they did to Terry Trussell. Terry Trussell died in jail, and the poor guy, all he did was he refused to go into the courtroom, you know, like. What people don't know about court and courtrooms is there's a little gate in the courtroom that swings back and forth when you walk through it. You know the little gate I'm talking about?
Yep.
When you cross that little gate and into that spot, you've just given up your rights. And he was a common law grand jury guy, and he knows the Constitution. And the judge called his name, and he said, "Here, Your Honor." And the judge said, "Step forward." He said, "No, sir, I'm staying right here." And then the judge said, banged his gavel a couple times, and then said, "Terry Trussell, right here, Your Honor." He ignored him, banged on the thing, I think, like a second time, and called his name again. And when he said he wasn't there, he issued a bench warrant, and then they walked out across the gate, and they grabbed him, and they arrested him. And he died in jail. They never let him out.
Crazy.
He was in for like 3 years, and then he died. He never got charged. He never had charges.
Yeah, these people have been in for months now. And, you know, where's the equal justice? They didn't do that. They let people out of Antifa, people burning stuff down and killing people. They let them out, but they don't let out patriots because they, you know, the communists are taking over and it's getting ridiculous.
And they're all law-abiding citizens with clean as a whistle records.
Yeah. They don't like those people because they don't have any leverage against them. They can't leverage. All you can do is throw them in jail. They don't have any leverage against them when they have nothing on their record.
Well, you know, think about the signers of the Constitution. These people that are losing their life and fortune for liberty are just as important as our forefathers who signed the Constitution.
They did, because they gave up their
giving up their lives and fortunes for our country, for our freedom, and for our liberty. This is just
That's
like the forefather. This is the bravery of a forefather. These people,
exactly.
These political prisoners. I'm telling you.
Exactly. Everybody who's fighting for justice and fighting for freedom right now, keep fighting, because otherwise we're going to be China. And
so, like,
the whole
we're not at war. We're not at war. Yes, we are.
No. We're not a physical war, I'm saying. We're fighting justly, you know what I'm saying? Fighting for good seats, good representation, that kind of thing. That's what I'm talking about. Hopefully we'll go to the other, but you never know. It's crazy things that happen anymore. Who knows? But it's heart-wrenching and just it's killing us, you know? And if America falls, the world falls, and everybody else in America knows it, or in the world knows it. I mean, it's pretty, you know, obvious when China and Iran and other countries are carrying our flag, the American flag, as a sign of freedom.
Right.
And people here are stepping on it and burning it. What is wrong with these people? Oh, I know.
It's unbelievable.
We know what's wrong with them. The education system is wrong with them. These people who think that they're, you know, educating these kids to be they're educating them to be little communists. It's ridiculous. They need to be taken out. The teachers' union needs to have a big come to Jesus moment, because they are destroying our children. They are destroying this country. They are destroying the freedoms that we have, because they are brainwashing these kids to think that America is bad when it is the greatest country in the world. People come here from all over, die to get here. Don't tell me that this place is terrible. This is the greatest nation in the world ever, and everyone else knows it. But these privileged little brats that don't understand what they've got, well, you know what they need to do? They need to take their little cell phones away from them and give them a pager and see, that's what communism is. That's what you're going to get, and you're going to like it. If you don't like it, well, too bad. That's what they need to be. They need to be retaught. They need to be told, you know, you don't like something, that's too bad. In communism, they don't care. They tell you what to do, and you're going to do it, or you're going to die. Period.
Right.
So
it's crazy.
Anyway, the prisoner's record.
I'm distracted right now because I'm trying. I want to show something, and apparently I've been logged out of my Facebook on this particular device, and I'm an old fart, so passwords to me. So now I'm trying to remember.
Uh-oh.
You know? I wanted to play a song here. It's a good one, but I got to try to get in here.
What are we going to play?
I forgot. It's on my Facebook. I have no memory. I left it in 1984 there, Treble. You know? I'm trying to find, and now I'm just trying to find myself.
There's a great song there is a great song. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed as the twilight left gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, on the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, escape through the night. That our flag was still there. Oh, yes, our star-spangled banner still wears. for the land of the free. And the home of the brave.
Amen. Hallelujah. Caught me off guard. I was trying to stand up, take my hat off.
Well, I figured you didn't have that song, so we'll just do it out. We'll just ad-lib it.
I can't even find my account or nothing. It's weird.
Uh-oh.
I don't know why they logged me out on this device. I do not know why.
Maybe the troublemaker is troubling you. We're saying. All right.
Oh, so much for that plan. Now back to plan B. I have another guest supposed to join the show. I haven't heard him yet, but I'm going to play his music anyway, and we're just going to have some fun. Thanks for calling in, Ms. Troublemaker.
Prisoner's Record. Prisoner's Record on Telegram. All right. Have a great day. Thank you, Mark, for all you're doing.
Hey, find the live feed and put that stuff in the live feed for the people.
Hey, signing out.
Take care now. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right, folks. Our next guest has not tuned in yet. So it doesn't mean I can't play some of the music from this, from this fantastic artist. I don't know what's going on here. But let's see if it plays. Here we go. Going to get an ad, or is it going to go straight to the phone?
Reddit user Job 1073 says, you won't want to go back to mediocre after this.
Here we go. 4G auto blow, no vaccine.
I ain't taking no vaccine. I ain't wearing wear no mask. I wasn't born in no cage. I ain't wearing no mask. You can't make me afraid. Don't wanna lock us down. Yeah, they wanna turn us upside. Lord, protect me from my soul.
Right, so that Forgiano Blow. You want to make sure that you Forgiano Blow. He's putting out some good stuff. This one here, I got restricted mode on, so that one must have an issue, so I can't play that one. Let's go back. He's got some really good stuff. You got to go to YouTube and search Forgiano Blow. And let's see if we get this one going. This is Trump Train by Forgiano Blow. This is a good jam. Oh, you know what? I wanted to do this one. He's got a bunch, man. He's got a bunch. Trump Train, Trump City, Trucks Blinded by Lies, Jesus Take the Wheel. Oh, here's one. Here's one. The song is called Ashley Babbitt.
Here, at the right time. Well, 20%
right
off your treatment
YouTube,
plan. Welcome back, your slide
right after
today.
This YouTube. check it out. Check it out now.
Welcome back up today. We're playing DJ 5 as Luca from the movie. As you can see, we're human right now, but if we touch the water, we'll
turn into something. Trying to show the video here, everybody can see the cool videos that he puts out. What song was I doing? Ashley Babbitt.
Children in the South America, that's how we love them. We the people got his back, you know we stand for something. Who was at the Capitol with his head in the air? After the room battle, cause they won't catch me inside. Those are broken patriots, they had his in the air. I'm just trying to steal our pride, but yeah, you know we outside.
Sure, you get on over to YouTube and subscribe to his channel. You know, my guest is calling in here, my featured guest getting ready. He just tried the number, but my host line was down. We're back up. So he's going to be calling in. In the meantime, let's play one more song by Mr. Forgiato. So I got some good stuff going on. It's Patriot Suite. This video features Roger Stone. Hold on. Is that the right number? I'm having a little difficulty getting in here with our featured guest. Oh, looks like he made it. He's in. All right, ladies and gentlemen. We got our featured guest. But because the music, it sounds, it's got a great sound, man. You know, listen, personally, don't take offense to this. I see you there in the studio line there, Forgiato. I'm not a huge rap fan. My nephew is a rap artist. I just went to Boys of Summer, and I watched a couple of boy bands, a couple of girl bands, and I watched a bunch of rap artists. I support people with good hearts and good views, whether I like the sound or not. I will promote you. I will put you out there because I don't like it, but a lot of people love it, and millions of people can't be wrong. So we're going to play these music. I'm going to play one more. Let's bring on Forgiato right now, and let's see. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. For the first time, American patriot, hardcore Trump supporting, four more years, Trump 2024, all over the place. Rally's got a cool truck. Ladies and gentlemen, Forgiato Blow, live on Patriot Nation Radio. Welcome to the show, brother. Thank you.
Yo. Yo, you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. You got the show on in the background. Turn the volume down because it's making an echo. I don't know if that's the show in the background.
I don't have it on. Nah, I have not. I told you I'm shooting a video today. So I'm in the shoot right now.
Awesome.
So there's some people here, but I don't have the show on, though.
I got you. So that's just people out in the back. All right, that's cool. Your videos are awesome. I see the local patriots, people that I hung with, did rallies with in your videos. It's pretty awesome. I got to have to get out soon and get in one of these videos.
Yes, sir.
Really awesome.
Yes, sir.
You're doing good work, man.
Appreciate it.
Let's go real, really fast. What made you decide that this is it? I'm standing up for this country. I'm going balls to the wall. Screw this Democrat crap. I got to do what's right for the country. What motivated you in the very beginning when you really got patriotic and wanted to fight?
I've been doing it for a long time, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of these patriots have seen it. So I have videos from like 2016 when Trump was first running and doing Trump music. But now, I cleaned up a lot of stuff in the last year or so because I felt like, you know, we need a role model in this generation that I'm in this genre that I'm in. Someone who's actually outside at all the rallies, you know, shaking hands with the people. I mean, I've shook everyone from Trump's hand to your daily patriot, you know, and it's like we need people out here that are leading the pack for the people.
Right. And so far, everything that I've watched from Patriot Sweep, Trump Train, and I love No Vaccine. That song is – that's my song right now because
that bullshit just came out like 2 days ago.
That bullshit vaccine, man, no way. No way.
Yes, sir. No way.
So, you write a lot of songs, man. You seem to be banging out songs like every other day of sending out a new song. Where do you find the time to come up with all these songs so quickly and then make videos and put it? It's like breakneck speed. It's like unbelievable. How do you find the time to get done?
It's just my work ethic. You know what I'm saying? I work 24 hours a day. It's my career. You know what I'm saying? I take it serious for what I'm doing, and we need to have a good message out for the good fight.
Amen. Hallelujah. I've been playing some of your songs. I don't know if you were able to catch the end of that last one. Ashley Babbitt. Everybody to say her name because
yeah, that's
you know
that nobody speaking about her, talking about her and her getting swept under the rug. So I made a song about her.
You got to remember this poor lady, unarmed, jumping through a window, shot point blank. Now I don't know what you heard. I heard that was that guy was part of Mike Pence's security. Yeah, I don't know if that's true, false, that's alleged.
Yeah, there's a lot of hearsay. I don't think they'll ever give the name, but, you know, things over time get unraveled.
Yeah. Pretty soon the truth, the man who will bring the truth will be in. I truly believe that if President Trump wins, runs, he'll win. And, you know, he's president.
I was with Trump personally in Sarasota. Took some pictures with him. I had a conversation with him. He told me he won. He had 80 million votes. He'll be back. And he said he's definitely coming back 2024 also. So gave us some hope, you know.
Yeah. Got to have hope. That's what keeps us motivated. Keeps us moving. Can you disclose what video you're working on right now, or is that still a secret until it's ready to come out?
I just put a new one out with Kodak Black and Vanilla Ice. So that one just came out too. And, you know, Trump pardoned Kodak. So that was a good thing, you know. So it's good that we did the video. It's good for his fans to see him doing work with me.
So, you know what I'm going to try to do? Mind if I play it? If I dig it up, can I play? You mind if I play it?
Yeah, you can play it. It's called All the Way In. It's me and Kodak Black, Vanilla Ice.
Yep, I'm just going to let this YouTube ad. So, there we go.
Drop down.
I'm going all the way. I want to party. I'm getting out of here. I don't have to talk about that. I'm going all the way. I want to party. Oh yeah, I'm going to get it. I'm going to have to talk about that. I'm going all the way. I want to party all night. I'm getting out of here. I'm going to have to talk about that. I'm going all the way. I want to party all night. I'm getting out of here. I'm gonna have around on me. Money stacked on the table like a cube. Life broke so fast, you can choose. Keep tricking, but I see. All the way in tonight. Oh, I said, low to die. All the way in tonight. Oh, I said, low to die. I'm a man, I can see real clear. On the page, I hit the cold bed. Take a trip through the atmosphere. My eyes up, I'm sliding the lid. Find y'all night, never been a new year. No champagne, no baby, y'all here. Moonshot, never stop.
Featured guest, Forgiato Blow, man. That's a great jam. That's pretty good. I liked it.
Appreciate it. I'm about to get back on the camera. We're shooting a video right now to something. I'm out here working right now, so I got to get back in there. But I appreciate you having me call up. It was do this again.
So if someone wants to get a hold, hook up, get some merchandise from Forge Auto Blow, where do they go?
ForgeAutoBlowUSA.com.
There you go, folks. That's pretty easy. ForgeAutoBlowUSA.com. I want to thank you so much. Keep up the good work. You're really making some awesome music, and I'll play another song or two before the show closes out tonight. Thank you.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you for supporting Patriots. Peace.
Yes, indeed. Four more years, brother. There you have it, folks. Forge Auto Blow live on Patriot Nation Radio. That was pretty good. I actually like his sound. He's got a cool sound. I dig it. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to bring in now another guest. We had this past week, there was a town hall meeting here in our local area with some people that are really passionate about keeping critical race theory from the curriculum in our local area. And this gentleman that's joining us now is also going to run for a school board position here in Hernando County. And they did a town hall meeting on education. And I actually was contacted by a reporter over my comments on a thread, and I told him a thing or two. I'll get to that thread. But ladies and gentlemen, return guest, been on many times now, Mr. Mark Johnson. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you today?
Well, you know, we're hanging in there. Listen, I'm not a hardcore rap fan, but that guy's music sounds good to me. I like the way it sounds.
Yeah, has a good beat to it, for sure. For sure.
He might be turning me into a rap fan. Him and my nephew.
Yeah, my dancing is horrible, so I don't know how good that would do. But we had a good turnout. You know, as you said, we had a town hall meeting on here in Florida. Our wonderful, the free state of Florida, our wonderful governor has forbid CRT, critical race theory, from being taught in the classrooms. So what they do is they bring it in as professional development, and they disguise it under all kinds of wonderful names. And if you hear one, it's transformative social emotional learning. And sometimes it's just called social emotional learning. That's what it's guised at. It's Marxism. It's communism. It's got to stop. And if you have it going on in your area, run for the school board. Get rid of the yahoos that are on there and replace it with some real patriots. Let's take this country back. The only way we're going to do it is through the education system. We have to take it back. Got to stop the infiltration. That's the only way it's going to happen, is to control what. You know, I'm against agendas. You know, I'm not even talking about the curriculum, what goes on in the classroom, Mark. You know, I don't agree with that 619 nonsense. You know, that's all a bunch of BS. But this is more teaching ideology and teaching the little kids to be socialists, teaching them to be communists. We got to stop that, or we're going to lose this great country of ours. My grandkids are in Virginia and in New York. Two stepsons who teach in New York. It's wild. You know what? We had 80 people in person. We had 24 people streaming it from Zoom. I know one was in Colorado. One was in North Carolina, at least. So we're trying to get the message out to stop this nonsense. And we had a pretty good turnout, Mark.
Yeah, that's 100 people that were paying attention. I was on the call. I couldn't make the meeting.
Yeah.
My father wound up in the hospital and stuff, so it was kind of crazy and hectic. I couldn't believe it. I promoted all week. Get down there. You got to get down there. And I couldn't even go down there. I felt like a turd.
Yeah, well, you know, some people can't. And as you know, in our area, that deviant D, or whatever they call that thing, is going around. So people are falling like flies. And whether you've been, if you've had COVID in the past or you have the vaccine, you know, you're not getting it as bad. You know, I don't preach. It's your body. You do what you want. If you want to get the vaccine or not, you know, that's the way I look at it. But it's having an impact on people going out and feeling safe in public. So the last minute we decided, we had Wild Zebra Media was kind enough to offer their services. My wife and I picked up this cost out of our own pocket. This has nothing whatsoever to do with my campaign. You know, it totally unrelated. And my wife put on a great presentation. I think she laid it out real succinctly, you know, of what the issue is.
Did you guys allow folks to come up and actually view the manual themselves, the little cards in the back of the book that you were showing me, and the talking point cards and all that stuff. Were they able to glance?
What we did is we had a PowerPoint up, and the PowerPoint showed the pages in the book, and then I had on the right side, and on the left side I actually had a Word document so you could read what was there, because the photographs I took were horrible. And then afterwards, my wife did have the book available for anybody who wanted to inspect it, including the list, the sign-in sheets, and who authorized it. We went so far as to get the approvals for the purchase orders in the district.
You did find that.
And
who
approved
it?
All right, well, there was three people that approved it. It was the Teresa Ketchum. I don't know what her title is. It went up to her boss, who was Gina Michalicka, signed off on it. And then it was approved by Janet Alfano, who I believe, I might be wrong, but I think she's in accounting, because Gina is number two in the school district. She signed off on this to buy 100 books the first time in October, and then another 50 in February. And we roughly 100 people.
There's no more available for anybody to purchase. There's no more available for folks to purchase if they want to get one. And I'm sure
I find that curious, because
best we could figure out,
70 took it the first time and 30-odd the second time. There should be about 40 books floating around the district office that are
probably hidden in some desk. Maybe other people came and bought them. Maybe somebody else bought them already. Maybe that's how many got sold out.
I don't think so. I think they're hiding them, but that's okay. Whatever it is, it is. This coming Tuesday night at 6 o'clock, we plan on going down to the school board and hopefully have a meeting and voice our opinion and our objection to this particular training. You know, it has four tenets that to us reek of Marxism. When you add them all together, the first thing it says is colorblindness is bad. Don't disregard what Martin Luther King taught, that don't judge me by my color, judge me by my content. That's invalid. That's bad, because it still makes people prejudiced. The second thing it talks about is the simulation is bad, so people got to keep their identity. So what are you doing? You're creating identity politics, putting everybody in separate little pots. It talks about meritocracy, where rewarding someone for their achievements, talents, or abilities is bad. So you're not supposed to reward a student who does excellent work. And then the last part, it talks about minorities. It doesn't call them minorities. It calls them minoritized students. That sets up the oppressor and the oppressed, because their definition says they're mistreated and because of prejudices of the larger groups. Wait a minute. You know, that is oppressor and oppressed. And then take away the individualism that made America great by recognizing somebody's achievements, and you have everybody in a common ground. If they're all common, what is that? Communism. So this is a Marxist propaganda, and I am dead set against it, and so is my wife.
So am I. I don't want no part of it in my schools. And, you know, I took a little heat for trying to get involved, you know. But.
Well, you know, I'm getting heat. I have teachers that, you know, I guess they drank the Kool-Aid, so they don't see the other side of it. They only say, oh, it's good stuff. You know, this UDL, Universal Diversity Learning, is good stuff because it teaches you how to reach a child because of their racial background. Well, that's all well and good, and I believe in raising all children up. But, you know, you can't bring somebody down to get them up. You have to bring them up to that higher level. And that's not what this is. This is the dumbing down of America. I am totally against that. I am for closing that gap. You know.
So while you're in the meeting, was the response mostly positive, or was it mostly negative? Was it 50-50? How was the response in the room?
The response in the room itself was all positive, except for one lady who is obviously involved with the school district. I don't know if she's an administrator or a teacher. Everybody else was strictly positive to what they heard.
Canada lady.
Oh, yeah, they called her the Canada lady because she said she's from Canada, but she lives here and she teaches here. I don't know if she's a citizen or not, if she's been here that long. She had a copy, own copy of the book. So she was the only one that was a little negative in the place. Online, I think it was mixed, but I think there were a lot of teachers as talking to some people. But I know online, they told me that a lot of them were recognized as staff members in the district, teachers and administrators. And so they were there, they were listening, and they were trying to cause problems. But it didn't work because the facts are the facts. You know, right. My wife quoted, everything she quoted came from the Equity in Education. What's the rest of that, huh? Equity in Education?
From the Inside Out.
From the Inside Out by Franklin Covey Press. And she quoted that book, and that's all she quoted, and a few quotes for definitions. Nothing was her opinion, and it lays out exactly what it is. They can't deny what's in print. You can't say, right. Oh, you're making that up. You're misinterpreting. No, I don't misinterpret it when it says meritocracy is bad. You don't
right.
like it because it only rewards a narrow band of intelligence. Well, what are honor classes supposed to do? You know, is it honors for all, which is wrong? Then it's not honors.
I noticed that there was a member of the media at this event. He actually contacted me.
There were two.
He contacted me. And was there enough media coverage to get this to the right place, like Governor DeSantis, so he can see what's going on in schools behind his back and against his executive orders and laws that they're passing?
Yeah, well, I'll talk about that real fast in a second. But, yeah, I guess I can mention it. It was the Tampa Bay Times was there. Or St. Pete Times, whatever name they're using now. And there was another paper there, Hernando Today. So there were two reporters there, actually. And our friends at the Hernando Sun are aware of it, too. So, you know, there was coverage. I think what the problem is, and I may be mistaken, but I believe they disbanded a group that read books that get approved by the DOE, Department of Education. The schools cannot use a book unless it's on the approved list, okay? So I believe what they're doing now is they take a synopsis from the publisher of what's in the book. They read that and say, oh, okay, that's good, or, oh, no, that's bad. And they're not reading the books. They have a list, and I got this from Pastor Jack, a patriot you know. And there's a list of 44 books that are approved by the state of Florida that technically are pornography. And one of the books that's approved for reading in the classroom is 50 Shades of Grey. That's an approved reading. Now, then they get into some other crazy stuff like, you know, two worms together holding hands and different things and for kindergarten, first graders, and some of it's just nasty. And we haven't even touched on that. But I think what the problem is they don't have a committee they had in the past that would read the books and say, this is good or this is bad. They're just taking
Correct.
Publishers' words. That's got to stop. And that may
so
be where the real problem is.
Where do we go from here now? Because I got to get ready to wrap this up. I want to play another song. I want to play something
well,
else.
We're going to be talking again on September 14th. I don't have the details yet in Brooksville. But we're talking, and we'll talk any place – anybody wants to hear about this, we'll talk about it. My wife has a great presentation. You know, runs about an hour, and we take questions. But it has to stop, or we're going to lose America. And that's
right
the bottom line, Mark.
So this is what the I'm not going to use his name right now, but he wrote me saying he saw my comments regarding critical race theory in a Fix Hernando Schools group. And he wanted me to talk with him and give some comments or something. So my response to him, I think I sent it to you, but this is what I said.
Yes.
This is what I told this reporter from the Tampa Bay Times. I call it Tampa Bay Lies. And this is what I wrote to the reporter that reached out to me to come in and do a little interview for his newspaper. I'm sorry. I don't trust any reporters from Tampa Bay Lies. You guys take content. You guys take comments out of context, twist, and fabricate. Why don't you investigate the deaths from the vax? Uh-oh, sounds like I might be at the end of the show here. Or investigate the real science behind the virus, or election fraud, or maybe stop covering for criminal Democrats and hold them accountable.
I talked to him, but I know he's gonna, you know, he's gonna sink me and twist my words. But I'm not even worried because we'll get publicity out of it, and that's worth being sunk. So if people will read it, they'll call, and I'll straighten them out. So we have more events planned. So like I said, I'll give you more details later as it gets a little closer. But September 14th, we're going to be in Brooksville talking in front of another group.
Awesome. My live feed just crapped out. I don't know what the hell happened. That's what that music was in the background. So I'm just on the air now on my radio show. I want to thank you for coming on. I'm live on Blog Talk Radio, folks. I'm right now got Mark Johnson on. He's running here in our local area school board, and him and his wife have put together an incredible presentation of school systems trying to backdoor critical race theory into the schools. And it's pretty hectic stuff. And ladies and gentlemen, as you know, 9/11 is coming up. And I got a friend, an old friend of mine. We don't really talk much anymore, unfortunately. His name is Rick. He made this great thing. And I play it every year for 9/11. I'm going to have a 9/11 special, and I'll play it again. But I just felt compelled to play it. Usually I finish with the Star Spangled Banner. And we'll probably hit the Star Spangled Banner anyway. And you heard our guest before, Miss Treble Maker. She used a pseudonym because for whatever reason, but she sang a great song. She sang the Star Spangled Banner for us. It was really good. But this is Dear America. This was recorded by an old friend, Rick, and he wrote it and stuff, and it's pretty touching. This is called Dear America, and you can hear it again on 9/11 when I do my 9/11 tribute show. But this is it. I feel compelled to play it. So this is Dear America by Rick Lambert.
Dear American, my name is the American flag, but you may know me as the Sergeant Stripe, the Old Boy, and maybe the Red, Black, and Blue. It doesn't matter. I have been the symbol of freedom of this country since the FDR took the first stitch of me. I have been in love with my sickly man of man. I have traveled to the moon, covered the coffins of those who gave their lives for me, and you, defending the freedom I stand for. I have been in foreign countries and been dragged into some of the bloodiest battles ever fought, and I have done so with pride. Brave men and women at the face of death through battle and rain. I have been here for you. Sometimes you might read about a thought, but at times I have seen your eyes filled with tears, remembering where I stand for, and remembering those who have died for me. One of my fondest memories are of me with the children from the earth placed their small hands over their hearts and placed their wishes to play. I was able to look for the nation's future. It isn't allowed in many places now, but I still have one member to make a be with me forever. I have been looked upon as people bring the Star Spangled Banner and looked again in my soul for cheers. Not all of my memories are fond. I have been spitting, dislocated in, burned, stomped on, torn up. But things have been done to me I don't care to remember. I was forced to watch as one of our own citizens built a federal building in Oklahoma. But the most horrible sight I have ever been forced to watch was on September 11, 2001, in New York and Washington. God, I had to watch as thousands died, and I could only watch the horror. Then my horror turned to grief, and then to hatred for those who had done this terrible deed. But now my hatred has subsided, and I only want justice for those who have died. May God bless those whose lives were cut short and those they left behind. May He also bless everyone in this nation who will their freedom. I will be somewhere flying my colors with you and your families, and I will do so proudly as long as there is one person who loves this nation as much as I am. Please don't forget me, as I promise to never forget you. May God bless you and yours forever, and may He also bless those who will fight and die for me in the future, defending me and the freedom I stand for. life.
Good night, and God bless America. Till we meet again Thursday, next week, the 12th, 8 p.m., right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. Good night, and God bless America. Oh, before I go, don't forget, folks, we have shows 5 nights a week now. Sunday, American Experience with Ron Edwards, the smoothest voice in talk radio. Monday, United Patriots Uprising with Gary Binford. Tuesday, A Conservative's Perspective with James Bostick. On Wednesday, American Allegiance with Kevin White. And Thursday, A Conservative's Perspective with James Bostick. And Monday through Thursday, that's 7 p.m. all shows start. And Thursday is A Conservative's Perspective with James Bostick. And the Patriot Nation Radio Live with me, your favorite host, Mark Hoffman. That's five nights a week, five different shows, I mean, and you got to come out and check it out, folks. We are live. We are growing. We are the Patriot Nation Radio Network. And good night, and God bless you, and God bless America.